This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
I'm Madeline Brandon. Alex, have you been to this big shopping center here in Los Angeles called The Grove?
You know, I have heard about it. I have heard that it's some kind of experiential thing.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I haven't actually been there.
Well, it's what urban planners call a mediated community space.
Well, any community space in Los Angeles would be a good thing.
Right, exactly. People are in their cars a lot. But this mediated community space, what it means is that the developer wanted to create more than just a traditional shopping mall, but a place for people to come and hang out. And so he created this sort of fake village. It's kind of a fake Italian village. It's got like cobblestone streets, a trolley car, a dancing fountain, a village green.
It's got kind of like a theme. It's like a shopping theme park.
So yeah, exactly. And some 25 million people come to the Grove every year. They spend a lot of money, twice as much, in fact, as shoppers at traditional malls do. In fact, this model has been so successful that the developer of it is unveiling a brand new sort of a super Grove today.
Oh, boy. More shopping opportunities in Los Angeles. So where is this place and what is it?
Well, it's twice as big as the Grove. And get this, you can not only shop there and hang out there, you can actually live there.
Well, it's good for people who really do live to shop.
Yeah. And there will be swimming pools and gyms. It's sort of like a resort hotel, shops below. It's actually called the Americana. And Alex, I went out there a couple of days ago. You know, workers were busily scrubbing everything, rushing to get everything finished. I went out there to meet the guy behind the Americana to basically see what his vision is of the future, a vision that is rooted in the past.
Okay, let's go.
Step inside the Americana development, and you know, you really are stepping away from reality. How do I know that? Well, staring right at me as I enter is a gigantic chandelier. I'm not kidding, a 12-foot tall chandelier dangling outside over the main street. And underneath that chandelier, dozens and dozens and dozens of workers busily scrubbing, laying cement, doing last-minute fixes for the grand opening of the Americana this week. It's like a movie set. It's like Disneyland. It's a little like Las Vegas. In other words, it has this feeling that it's not real, but actually, it is real. People are going to live here. People are going to shop here. They're going to live their lives in this place that was entirely created by one man, a man who has a vision of another kind of America. His name is Rick Caruso.
All right.
Fantastic.
Well,
okay, thank
we
you
made
very
it.
Much.
Thank
yes.
you again.
Good to meet
okay.
you.
Good meeting
so,
you.
So tell me, where are we right now? What are we looking at?
We are in the Green, which is a 2-acre park, and it has mature trees and flowers and a signature fountain that dances with the music. And some beautiful artwork, and surrounded by the residential and retail components of the project.
What is your mission, if you could describe it as a mission or your vision? Why not create just a regular old mall with high-end retail stores? Why did you want to create an entire community?
Yeah, I get excited when I travel and you see these spots where just people are out. There's a sense of life to them. And it's not about creating a shopping center. I think, for the most part, we're not in the shopping center business. You know, we're in the place creation business, and the shopping is ancillary to people being here, and the restaurants are part of people being here, but that's not what drives us. Because as you said, if that was our mission, we would be building traditional stores and just lining them up and fill them up. But that's not what we're passionate about doing.
But the lure here for people who aren't going to buy the condos or live in the apartments, well, the lure, right? Or it's the Armani Exchange, the
sure.
Barney's Co-op I'm looking at, the Cheesecake Factory, and these are all shops, retail outlets.
Yeah, and no question, but I think the lure is also, there's multiple lures. The lure is also people just coming out and throwing a blanket down and being in the park. And that's, to me, what's the most interesting and fascinating is when we open on Friday, see it come to life. You know, because right now it's ours, and Friday morning we have to give it up. And it's a magical thing when it gets populated with families and friends and everybody hanging out.
Now, some critics would say about this project and the Grove and maybe your other projects that it's manufactured, that mm-hmm. it's ersatz, that it's cheesy mm-hmm. in a way. How do you answer those those criticisms that you are manufacturing a sense of place that resides on a sense of sentimentality of a past and nostalgia that didn't never really existed.
Yeah. You know, I give it actually no thought because people vote on their feet. It's packed. It's crowded. People love it. You can criticize it and say, based on the books, you shouldn't do this. I don't know what book that would be, but, you know, the people that I've come across that are critical of it have never done anything other than study urban planning and never done any urban planning. But, you know, we do what we think is right, and thank God the people have voted in favor of it. And they're there, and they use it and enjoy it, and it's very successful.
This is a $400 million project.
Right.
Are you worried at all? We are in the midst of a recession, by most counts. Mm-hmm. People, they're just not spending as much as they used to on retail.
Right.
Are you worried that this is going up at the wrong time?
No, because I'm not a market timer, and I don't think anybody can be. And, you know, I equate it to building a plane. You don't build a plane for fair weather. You have to build a plane to deal with turbulence. I think quality always does well. I think people gravitate to quality. And over the next 30 years of this project, there's going to be cycles. And can you imagine building something or investing in anything just for good times? Yeah, you'd quickly be broke. So I'm not worried about it at all.
So is this the future?
I think it's the best of all worlds. You get the urban experience when you want it, and you get the resort experience at your fingertips. Who wouldn't want that?
You don't have to step over homeless people to get to your front door.
I didn't say that. I'm politically correct.
Rick Caruso, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed being with you. Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Madeline, tell me about this guy, Rick Caruso.
You mean what he looked like?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
What he was like? Well, he's in his late 40s, and he's really, really tan, really fit looking. He was wearing some really expensive, probably Italian handmade shoes, and a white shirt that, I don't know, it had like maybe 1,000 thread count or something.
So this man is doing all right.
Yeah, he is doing all right. He just exudes doing all right. His company has lots of other projects, more than $1 billion worth of developments there that are in the works. And that's just here in Southern California. And Rick Caruso says he is planning on taking his idea, this idea of mediated community space, to other areas of the country.
Be on the lookout, dear listeners. Day to Day continues.